live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone with a really fascinating show for you today. We're going to talk financial matters, starting out with the show with Darren Velardo, our friend from DaVinci Wealth. He has his own show here on KQ&A, and he will talk to you today about lifetime financial and retirement security and some issues in the world that just might affect those things. And Darren would know, believe me. Then after the news break with Link, we will talk with Dr. Mark Collins. He'll be here from Pronghorn Psychiatry and Stone Ridge Centers for Brain and Addiction Treatment. So a really informative show coming for you today. Want to remind you of the Diamondbacks. Boy, are they in a slump. They are in Milwaukee for three with the Brewers with the pregame show today and tomorrow at 4 o'clock. First pitch at 4:10. And because of those early starts, there will be no Talk of the Town Chino Valley today and no Q&A tomorrow. Now for some good news. If you're a big fan of tater tots, and who isn't? There's a new cookbook on the market called Tots. I interviewed the author, Dan Whalen, just last week. You'll be hearing that chat sometime in the next couple of weeks. Imagine that. A cookbook devoted to tater tots. Lord, my life is complete. You can take me now. Yes. Well, we've got Darren Velardo in the bullpen. He's coming away in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live, you know where, in the words of the immortal Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQ&A.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Jobs, 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 especially in the construction, manufacturing, healthcare, and law enforcement industries. NACOG is postured to do something to assist in attracting a skilled workforce to Yavapai County. NACOG will host a Cool Air Career Fair May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Northern Arizona University North Valley campus in Phoenix. Several Yavapai County businesses are traveling to the valley to attract workers to Yavapai County. Contact NACOG at 928-778-1422 for more information.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
It happens all across the state. Grab a scratcher's ticket feeling great. Alas, it seems your luck's run out. But that's no reason for you to pout. It's the $1 Million Giveaway. Happening now till the end of May. All scratchers from $10 to $30 could bring a second chance to win $1 Million. Enter until May 31st, and maybe soon your wallet will burst. See more at ArizonaLottery.com. I can't think of anything that rhymes with .com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 3:05, and our buddy Darren Velardo is here. Darren, for those who've never heard your show, when does it air?
Well, the Da Vinci Wealth Radio Show airs every Saturday straight up 12 o'clock noon right here on KQ&A.
Mm-hmm. And you've got a live spring economic summit coming up at the Prescott Public Library. Tell us when that is and what you're going to be talking about.
Well, that's going to be this coming Thursday, the 24th. We're going to do it at 10 a.m., like you said, at the Prescott Public Library. And we've set it up a little bit different than some of the workshops that we do here on sort of pure retirement planning topics. We're talking more about what's going on with the economy and then the implications. So we're going to – it's kind of a new season, right? Spring is here. We get into the warmer weather. We're going to do a little look back on 2018, mm-hmm. what has happened. You know, the market topped out in late January, January 26th. Since then, we're down 5, 8, 10%, depending on what index and how you count it, basically. So we're going to do a little look back and then look forward. Take a look at some of the things that are happening in the macroeconomic environment. We've also got a special guest this week. We have an accountant, a CPA, Stephen Crandall from SC Audit and Accounting Solutions will be joining us. And he's going to address specifically information geared towards retirees mm-hmm. and how the Trump tax plan affects them with the changes that are now in effect for 2018. So,
when you talk to people about that, do you ever find your discussion with them interrupted by political considerations?
Yeah, quite often. It seems like politics have been driving the market for the last year mm-hmm. and a half, certainly since the market topped out in January. It's really political forces that have been weighing heavily, shall we say, adding volatility to the market. So, yes, taxes are a big part of anyone's retirement plan. We can't build a plan without thinking about the tax consequences, mm-hmm. right? You pass certain thresholds and more of your Social Security becomes taxable. When you reach 70 and a half, you've got to start taking those required minimum distributions from your IRA and other qualified plans. So taxes are a big part of it, and certainly understanding how the changes that went into effect this year impact one's retirement plan, those are critical.
Yeah.
But we can't forget about sort of the global macroeconomic environment and how that impacts everyone's investment portfolio.
You know, last year when I filed my tax return, I had to, of course, declare my subsidy for my health insurance, the mm-hmm. Affordable Care Act, and I thought all along I was getting a great deal because my premiums were, a lot of them, covered by the subsidy. Then I find out at tax time, guess what, dude, that subsidy is considered taxable income. Surprise, surprise. Well, so, I mean, they give, and then they take, so that's just part of the life, I guess. So tell us what interest rates are doing.
Well, we've seen interest rates not just creep up, but begin to move up much more dramatically here in the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We may have heard about this primarily related to mortgage applications and paying more on home loans for housing. But the reality is it impacts investors every single day.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is we're starting to just beginning to see banks and financial institutions paying a wee bit more on deposits, although you know it's going to take a long time for that to trickle through and really be impactful. But the yield on the benchmark 10-year U.S. Treasury closed today at 3.06%,
mm-hmm.
coming off essentially highs late last week, as high as we've seen in the last 5 years, over 3.10, around 3.13. So a little bit of a pullback the last couple days. But again, over 3%. I remember we were here a few months ago and we were talking about rates at 2.9, 2.95, and it was just a matter of time. We had a little pullback after that as the stock market sold off from late January, right? They typically mm-hmm. have an inverse relationship. But now that we've reached 3.0, it's off to the races, in my opinion, and we're really starting to see rates begin to be a factor in economic decisions, whereas they've been so benign for so many years, essentially since the beginning of the financial crisis, that the prevailing interest rate hasn't been a concern. Hey, the opportunity cost of one investment versus another, mm-hmm. what's this paying? What am I giving up? It was always, well, everything's earning zero, so I'm not giving up anything to move into something that might pay a little bit more.
When we're in a situation where savings accounts might pay less than 1% and credit card rates might be 18 to 20%. Mm-hmm. Is that a healthy situation?
No, it's not healthy in any stretch. Ideally, we'd want to seek investments that are paying more than that 1%, but liquidity is an important concern for everybody in their financial life. And we at Da Vinci Wealth, we would certainly never recommend that somebody sacrifice their necessary liquidity in order to get a little bit extra yield. It's that peace of mind. It's that comfort, that sleep at night money. right? Hey, I know that I have ready access even if it's not earning very much.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, paying 18% on a credit card is never smart.
Yeah.
Anybody out there listening, if you are in that situation and you want some help getting out of debt, give me a call.
Yeah.
We're happy to sit down with you and help you out. If you're not a retirement investor, I still would like to help you with debt and with budgeting and those types of things as well. It's just where my heart calls me to make sure people are on the right footing. It's not all about helping, you know, retirees. There's some other
sure.
altruistic stuff as well that says, hey, you know what? You need some help. We want to help you. But, God, you got to get out of that credit card debt. It is a trap and a money suck.
It not only that, but when I was in my 30s, I would use my credit card to buy anything I might need that was on sale and buy it in bulk. And then one day it dawned on me, whatever couple of bucks I'm saving by buying it on sale, I'm paying back many, many times because that balance on my credit card, which just added to, takes on interest every mm-hmm. single month.
Yeah.
And you end up paying for those savings many, many times.
And
you?
Unfortunately, that's sort of the world we live in. We're being so bombarded with commercialism and materialism and messages of keeping up with the Joneses.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, last year's model is no good anymore. You've got to get the new and improved. That it's difficult, right? And one thing I tell people to do is just unsubscribe to all those emails you get from any shopping site, because every day they're going to send you a hot deal, right? Turn off the television, don't watch the commercials, and unsubscribe to all those emails.
And don't watch the Home Shopping Channel.
Yeah. They've actually proven that the more TV you watch, and the more newspapers and magazines you look at, and of course, the more you go to the mall and go shopping,
of course,
then the more you're going to end up spending. So there's some very easy things that we can do to sort of avoid those situations.
You know, financially speaking, I realize a lot of people these days probably wish they had paid more attention in geography class and international politics, because what are the China trade issues doing to our markets?
Well, they've been the main cause of a lot of the volatility we've seen since the end of January. You know, there were President Trump has floated these tariffs primarily on steel and aluminum, where the Chinese have been eating our lunch for decades, mm-hmm. essentially, right?
Yeah.
Dumping low-cost steel onto American markets. And the problem has not been that so much. The problem has been the American companies' inability to sell goods in China at a reasonable price, right? So we have this huge trade imbalance, this huge trade deficit with China.
And an awful lot of those products are made in China by our companies, aren't they?
Well, it's kind of, unfortunately, it's counterintuitive what the tariffs do. So if we're bringing in raw steel or raw aluminum here, we're going to pay a tariff on that product,
yeah.
and it's going to cost more to bring those raw materials into the U.S. But if there's not a tariff on the finished goods, then all that's going to happen is American jobs, American companies are going to say, hey, we can make that widget overseas, and then it's not a raw material when we're bringing it, it's a finished good, and we don't have the tariff. So the jobs end up going overseas as an unintended consequence of the tariff. So all this angst and anxiety basically put the kibosh on the market rally that we were having, and we had a significant sell-off in late January, early February. News out today, one of the reasons, by the way, DJ, the market was up, you know, the Dow was up 300 points today, which
mm-hmm.
sounds like a lot. It's about 1%. The S&P was up maybe 0.6%. It's still a significant rally today. Oh, Chinese trade tensions have eased, right? We're working on a deal. It's all part of a big deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
No one knows what the outcome is going to be, but the signals today were the Chinese are perhaps open to allowing more U.S. goods to be sold at reasonable prices. So we have a nice rally today, and let's just hope, fingers crossed, that it can continue.
Sure. Corporate earnings are strong right now. Can that continue?
That's the $64,000 question right now. We had a great first quarter. In fact, this last rally that we've had, where we've had maybe, you know, just a couple of down days in the last couple of weeks, was really instigated from Apple's earnings. The expectation was their iPhone sales would be off a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not keeping up with expectations. And they came in with a great quarter. And then the very next day, Warren Buffett said, I like Apple so much, I bought not $175 million. He bought 175 million shares. About $30 billion worth of Apple stock. So that put a floor under the market and gave everybody the coast is clear signal again. And since then, we've had, like I say, 10 or 12 out of the last 14 days have been positive. So that's really been an instigator. Now, can it continue? We do have some headwinds in terms of corporate earnings, right? Mm-hmm. We know the job market is good. Mm-hmm. Everybody who wants to work pretty much has a job.
Yeah.
But wage growth has been stagnant. And we're seeing the gas pump begin to be a leakage on our pocketbooks, mm-hmm. right? So can we continue to spend as we've had? When I say we, I mean collectively we consumers. Can we continue to spend as we've have over the last 6 or 12 months? If, you know, I filled up yesterday, it's 50% more. I went from $2 a gallon to $3 a gallon
pretty quickly.
It costs 50% more to fill up the tank. That money's got to come from somewhere.
That's right.
Right? So maybe we don't go to Starbucks quite as often or go out to eat or go to the movies quite as often. So it remains to be seen if corporate earnings can continue. Right? I think business-to-business spending is strong. Part of those Trump tax plans have mm-hmm. corporations out there with money to spend. And seemingly everybody you talk to is in a good spot right now, right? Mm-hmm. I hate to reminisce back to, you know, 2004, 5, and 6 before things got out of hand with the real estate crisis, but seemingly everybody's flush right now and in a good place. So,
and we're not in a bubble situation, are we?
No, certainly not in the equity markets. Bond market, perhaps, and as rates begin to climb, you'll start to see that bubble unwind. Remains to be seen whether our current real estate environment is in bubble territory, mm-hmm. right? I think that rising interest rates will gradually reduce some of the upward momentum of pricing. You know, a lot of folks in Prescott are getting priced out of the market.
Yeah. Yeah. But there were lessons learned from that bust, weren't there?
From the real estate bust
real
or from the
bust.
Equities? Yeah. Well, I think the main lesson, and hopefully people understand this, is that your house really is shelter. It's not designed to be a piggy bank where you mm-hmm. constantly go and harvest money.
Yeah.
You know, there are other ways to get money from your home if it's paid for. Mm-hmm. You could do a reverse mortgage. That's been an important thing for retirees, getting to be more of a regular occurrence as opposed to the loan of last resort. There's been some studies and some math done on reverse mortgages lately about how they can fit into a prudent retirement plan and make sense. The other thing is, look, you know, you might have to downsize, or you might want to go and rent an apartment. There's ways you can harvest that equity mm-hmm. without doing those equity lines and buying a new boat, right?
Yeah, indeed. We are talking to Darren Velardo from Da Vinci Wealth. We've got more coming up with Darren in just a moment. Before we cut to break, how can people contact you?
The best way would be via telephone, 928-237-3411. 928-237-3411.
And to come see you at the Spring Economic Summit Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Prescott Public Library, it'll be you and Stephen Crandall, CPA. We'll have more coming up with Darren in just a moment on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com.
Dreaming of your very own hot tub but not sure how to find a spa that's a perfect fit for you and your family? Hi, this is Dan from Bullfrog Spas. This week we have a huge selection of customizable hot tubs on display at the Prescott Gateway Mall. Stop by and discover what makes Bullfrog Spas the most low-maintenance, energy-efficient hot tubs in the world. Not only will you be amazed by our revolutionary hot tub designs, you'll be thrilled to learn how affordable owning a Bullfrog Spa can be. Remaining 2017 models must go and are priced to move. You'll save thousands off of factory direct prices, and payments start at just $99 OAC. If listening to your favorite tunes while soaking in your spa sounds good to you, our 2018 models feature an all-new Bluetooth audio system, and during this sale, the $1,800 spa stereo is free. Your chance to save thousands on the hot tub of your dreams absolutely ends Sunday. So look for the big yellow Bullfrog Spas tents in the Prescott Gateway Mall parking lot. Bullfrog Spas, peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
This is your Conservative Minute with State Representative David Stringer.
This is David Stringer. Teachers know that the most important factor in a student's success is the involvement of parents with their child's education. Every parent knows that not all children are the same. They have different interests, different talents, and different goals in life. Every child is an individual and should have the right to attend the school that best meets their needs. That's why I support the right of parents to choose the best school option for their children. This includes both charter and and district schools, homeschooling and online classes, and both private and parochial schools. School choice and the rights of parents to make that choice is the foundation of educational freedom. I support higher public funding for education, along with the right of parents to make the best choice about where their child goes to school. Public funding with private choice is the right choice for Arizona families.
This has been your Conservative Minute with David Stringer, paid for by Conservatives for Stringer.
Comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
Hi, Ken, with the plants of the week and our native quaking aspen.
Few experiences capture the magic of nature so well as a quaking aspen dancing in the slightest of breeze.
You'll love their unique bark as it shines white, brand new leaves celebrating spring's arrival.
Plant a row along your driveway or simply as a focal point in the yard.
Hand-picked specimens start at under $100, but we have huge showy models as well.
Waters Garden Center, for people who love their quaking aspen, they love to shop.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 322 with Darren Velardo, Da Vinci Wealth. He has a show here. When again does his show air, Darren?
Saturdays at noon.
Right here on KQ&A. I have to ask you, Darren, are you keeping an eye on the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau? Because Mick Mulvaney in the budget office is now running that. What do you think the impact will be if they start loosening some of the restrictions?
Yeah, what's going on there is not a good thing. In fact, I don't know if you saw this story, DJ. I saw just this morning that President Trump signed some rules. I don't quite know if it was an executive order, if it was an administrative action, that basically some of the things that the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau was trying to do to protect automobile borrowers.
Oh, really?
From discrimination. That they unwound that. So, yeah, I mean, when it comes to Wall Street and financial protections and the shenanigans that got us into the problems in 2008, it's basically roll back the clock and forget it ever happened.
And right? You were on Wall Street when that stuff started happening,
weren't
you?
Yeah, I mean, you could easily see the writing on the wall when, investments that really had no place being sold being sold as investment grade. You know, there was just a lot of shenanigans that went on really right under the nose of regulators. And unfortunately, it's not that it's going on under the nose of regulators. It's that the regulations are being rolled back to sort of pre-crisis days, right?
Yeah.
And this law was specifically aimed at discrimination in auto borrowing, right? So you go to the car dealership, and they run your credit, you know, and we've all bought cars, and they say, okay, we can get you X, Y, and Z rate. And unless you really know what you're doing, unless you really know your credit score and understand what your position is,
sure,
they've got you.
Yeah.
You know, oh, we can't get you this loan, but we can get you this other loan that's got a much higher rate, or they get a bigger spiff from the bank or whatever, you know. So you got to be careful. And unfortunately, you look at the situation with Wells Fargo Bank and all the stuff that they're, all the problems that they're getting into.
They had a 2-page ad in USA Today last week. 2-page ad. What'd that cost? $120,000 to explain, oh, we've learned our lessons. Oh, we're cleaning everything up. Why didn't you clean it up when you were cited for it? How many thousand times?
Mm-hmm.
I just can't believe, I mean, I think the term would be chutzpah.
Yeah. Well, you know, they were always praised for their ability to cross-sell products.
Oh, yeah.
And I worked in a bank before. I'm like, no, there's no magic formula for cross-selling. A client either wants another bank account or they don't. Mm-hmm. They either want a credit card or they don't when you open an account. There's no magic formula that's going to make Wells Fargo the wave a magic wand and make everybody want 6 products. And clearly we found out that wasn't the case.
And we had, of course, supervisors pushing those things, you know, with sales goals to meet that were unrealistic, mm-hmm, unless you did exactly that.
Right.
Oh, it was amazing. So if I'm to invest now, where should I be investing?
Well, a word of caution. You know, we have this constantly. We have investors, we have retirees come through the office, and they talk about, well, I'm safe there, and I have these bonds, or I have this bond fund. Mm-hmm. And while the borrower may be a good risk, right, the credit, if it's a corporation, for example, right, if you have a Apple bond, chances are they're going to get paid. But bonds have an inverse relationship. Bond values have an inverse relationship to interest rates. Mm-hmm. So while the credit side may be completely safe, the risk in bonds and especially bond mutual funds right now is from this rising interest rate environment. It's just math, folks. If you own bonds or bond funds and rates rise, your bonds and bond funds will mm-hmm. be worth less money. There's no magic formula that says it's not so. So safety is relative. Interest rate risk is one of the primary risks in bonds and bond funds, and that's what we're seeing now, which is in stark contrast to what we've had over the last 30 years when rates have been declining, right? It's been easy to make money in bonds in a declining rate environment.
Yeah.
Just the opposite now. So be very careful with your bonds and bond funds.
What about dividend stocks?
I'm not a big fan of dividend stocks as an income vehicle. If you want to use it as your growth story, that's fine, because you, at its core, you own stocks, right? Subject to all the risks thereof. Now, sure. Here's the other problem. If I've got a stock that's paying a 3% dividend, that's nice. But now what if I can go and get 4 or 5% from a bond or a CD, mm-hmm. right? Now that 3% dividend stock is not quite as attractive as it was when I could only earn 1 or 2 or 0 in another type of yield vehicle. So while dividend stocks can be good if for a growth component, the 3% yield, it's going to work the same way as a bond fund or a bond. That 3% just isn't as attractive in a rising interest rate environment. We've already seen this with, you know, a lot of the real estate investment trusts, and their yields are not quite as attractive, mm-hmm. right? A lot of the utilities, you're not being compensated as much, and those 3% dividend yielding stocks are not as desirable in a rising interest rate environment. So be nimble.
One last question for you. I'm going to do a weird connection here. Warren Buffett with McDonald's, if that makes any sense. There are a lot of smaller companies, national chains, that once they see a McDonald's open up in a small market, they figure, well, they've done their homework. They've done all the parameters that need to be checked. If it's good enough for them, it's okay for us to move in. Likewise, you mentioned Warren Buffett before, who made a massive purchase recently. Does the investment market watch what Berkshire Hathaway does and say, if it's good enough for him, it's good enough for me?
Yeah, that's a widely held school of thought, is they just want to piggyback on his trades.
Yeah.
The only issue with that is that he doesn't have to tell you when he gets out until after it's happened.
Oh, okay. And he knows when to get out.
He's getting out, and then you're finding out he got out maybe a quarter or two later. So.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, well done. Tell us once again about your spring economic summit.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. As I said, we're going to talk more about the economy, the tax plan, the market recap for the year so far, and then looking ahead. That's Thursday, May 24th, 10 a.m. at the Prescott Public Library. And all that we would ask is that they would RSVP directly to the office, 928-237-3411.
And what's your webpage?
DaVinciWealth.com. Da Vinci as in Leonardo, wealth as in your money.
And Darren Velardo, thanks so much for joining us today on Q&A, listening on Saturdays too. Stay tuned. I've got Dr. Mark Collins coming in from Pronghorn Psychiatry and Stone Ridge Centers for Brain and Addiction Treatment. That's up next after the news with Link on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live at KQNA.com.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Napa Know How.
When you buy 5 quarts of any Valvoline motor oil from Napa, you get a free Chase Elliott bobblehead by mail. Heck, Valvoline Conventional is already on sale for $4.29 a quart. So reward yourself and your engine by getting a free Chase Elliott bobblehead with the purchase of 5 quarts of Valvoline. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/18.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
We're focusing on the garage all month. We've given you ways to cool and insulate it. Now the best way to use it for storage so you can fit the car inside. We'll also have tips on fertilizing your citrus trees and a historic Arizona resort returns after 4 decades. Start your weekend with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Earnhardt Kia. Pitchers 1 hour air conditioning. Benjamin Franklin Blood. Prescott Valley Automotive. Waters Garden Center. Barrett Propane. Primavera Online School. Owls Auto Body. House Jules Country Bank. Prescott True Value. Affinity RV. Yamapai Bottle Gas. Gettles High Desert Mechanical. Heating and Cooling. Cliff Castle Casino. D-backs visit the Milwaukee Brewers. Monday at 4 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with the check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. More than 4 grams of heroin have been taken off the streets, thanks to the Cottonwood Police Department. Last Tuesday, officers arrested 28-year-old Cottonwood resident Stefan Dusen for a felony probation violation warrant out of Maricopa County, as well as a local misdemeanor warrant. Dusen had in his possession 4.6 grams of heroin packaged separately and drug paraphernalia. The street value of the heroin is $500. Dusen is in the Yavapai County Jail on possession charges. Cottonwood police say per state law, a gram of heroin is the threshold to establish a sales case. If you don't click it, you might get a ticket.
The Governor's Office of Highway Safety is teaming up with local law enforcement agencies to enforce Arizona's seatbelt and child safety seat laws. Prescott Valley Police Officer Jerry Ferguson says this effort is part of a national campaign.
As part of the Click It or Ticket seatbelt enforcement campaign, law enforcement agencies across the state will be stepping up traffic enforcement patrols and increasing other enforcement efforts to drive home the message, buckle up, Arizona, it's the law.
Police Officer David Fuller describes how these laws will be enforced during the special campaign.
Arizona presently conducts enforcement under a secondary seatbelt law and a primary child safety seat law. The enforcement campaign is based upon high visibility traffic enforcement with a zero tolerance approach towards seatbelt and child safety seat usage.
The Chino Valley Police Department and the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office will also be participating in this enforcement effort, which starts today and runs through June 3rd. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The Arizona Diamondbacks were swept by the New York Mets over the weekend following a 4-1 loss yesterday afternoon. The Diamondbacks start a 3-game series with the Milwaukee Brewers at 4 this afternoon, and all the live action can be heard right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clouds clear up tonight for a sunny week with increasing temperatures. Expect an overnight low of 48 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 72 tomorrow and a high of 75 on Wednesday. 52 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Tuesday of 81 and a high on Wednesday of 85. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 3:36 with Dr. Mark Collins. He is with the Stone Ridge Centers for Brain and Addiction Treatment, and he is also with Pronghorn Psychiatry. And Dr. Collins, when you walked in, I mistakenly said psychology. So for those armchair psychiatrists listening in, define for us the difference between psychiatry and psychology.
There are a lot of similarities as far as the ability to focus on the brain and the different parts of your brain and how they function. Psychiatry would be a little bit more of a medical model, and the ability to diagnose major severe psychiatric disorders take into play medical issues such as blood pressure, diabetes, and the interplay of medical and mental, and that ability then allows us to diagnose and treat with medications and other treatment protocols.
Mm-hmm. And describe for us Pronghorn Psychiatry and Stone Ridge Center for Brains.
Sure. Pronghorn Psychiatry, we are an inpatient facility in Prescott Valley. We have been there for the last 3.5 years. We are a 12-bed facility, and we do detox. We do medication stabilization, people with significant mental illness, as well as dual diagnosis of mental illness and substance abuse issues. So we do the initial crisis intervention and stabilization at that facility. Once they've been stabilized and they are doing better, we're able then to transition them to Stone Ridge. Stone Ridge is our outpatient program where we do day treatment. We do day treatment from 9 to 3. We have a certain number of people that require that level of care after they've come out of the hospital. We also have inpatient our intensive outpatient services, which are 2 to 3 times a week. So we have a nice umbrella of care between inpatient at Pronghorn and then Stone Ridge as far as our outpatient, and share a similar philosophy of being brain focused.
Mm-hmm. Where do these patients come from? Are they referred by their primary care physicians or what?
Some are referred by primary care physicians. Some come through the emergency room. Some come from, there are a lot of referral sources within the community. There are a lot of organizations that treat mental health as well as dual diagnosis and substance abuse issues in the community. And when they have a client that maybe becomes depressed, they become suicidal and need a higher level of care, they come for those referral sources. But we also get nationwide referrals from, you know, the East Coast, West mm-hmm. Coast, et cetera.
I understand you're specializing in, I hope I can say this on radio, transcranial magnetic stimulation therapy.
Yes.
What is that?
Well, it's really exciting. It is a form of treatment that's been out since the mid-90s, but there's been a significant explosion over the last 5 to 7 years. And what we do is we have a magnet, and it's a very strong magnet, and that magnet develops a small to moderate magnetic field, which then generates an electrical field that goes through your brain. And that ability to generate an electrical field in certain parts of your brain then connect to other parts. So we can take the front part of the brain, generate electrical field, and connect that into the mid parts of your brain, the back parts of your brain. And with our transcranial magnetic stimulation, we have the ability to focus on specific treatment protocols for specific diagnosis. The treatment protocol for depression may be different than the treatment protocol for autism. The treatment mm-hmm. protocol for bipolar may be different than the treatment protocol for PTSD. So we have a machine that allows us quite a bit of flexibility, and that flexibility lets us target specific diagnoses and specific treatment paradigms.
Here in Northern Arizona, we have a lot of retirees, and all Alzheimer's disease is always on someone's mind because we have a lot of people who treat that. In the last month, I've had three different people on here to talk about it. Is there any progress yet on the treatment of that?
Well, there sure is. There sure is with transcranial magnetic stimulation. There's a lot of research going on it right now, and there's off-label treatments. The research right now is focusing on, do we do multiple treatment sites throughout the brain? Do we do 3, 4, 5 different treatment sites, trying to focus on getting all these parts of the brain working, or focusing on one treatment site, which is called the left dorsal lateral part of your brain? And the interesting thing is, people usually think more is better. What we're finding out with the research studies that we're able to do these clinically in our practice, that one site works just as well as doing 4, 5, and 6 sites. It's contradictory what you'd think, but it's great that you don't have to sit there for 2 hours and get 5 or 6 sites treated. But we're really just in the initial aspects of treating Alzheimer's and cognitive disorders. But what we're seeing is that the improvement of working memory, executive function, that is either better or that is consistent or even better than the medications without all the side effects. So it's expanding field in this form of neuromodulation and neurostimulation will just explode over the next 10 to 15 years as we get more and more neurocognitive disorders.
Take us back for a minute to your days in medical school. What did you learn? What was most fascinating about literally slicing into brains?
Well, I think what was most fascinating is that the brain is so complex, and that there are layers and layers and layers of the brain, and those layers then change every 2 to 4 centimeters. So the complexity in medical school was very difficult to get your hands around as far as a grasp of the knowledge. Sure, we could look at the slides and we could look at the lobes, but it really takes you a long time in psychiatry to really be able to put together the clinical, the diagnostic, and the brain functioning. So for me, when I was in medical school, I could really see that there was going to be an explosion in brain science. And that really has happened in the last 20 years, 25 years, as far as the Genome Project and the focus of the National Institute of Mental Health on the brain. And that explosion in the brain and what we're doing now for treatments are so different than what they were 30 years ago. It's been fun to watch that evolution. And I kind of had a sense that that was going to happen. So for me, it was the ability to watch this explosion, and that was going to be really appealing to me as far as a practice.
Mm-hmm. 45 years ago, I was there in my home state of Missouri when the Democratic nominee for president, George McGovern, chose our Senator, Tom Eagleton, to be his running mate. Well, Eagleton lasted about 2 weeks because word got out that he had suffered from depression and he had undergone some form of shock treatment. And now I see something called electric convulsive therapy, ECT. What is the difference?
There's a significant difference between, and that's one of the things that people always kind of call and they're a little bit worried about, is transcranial magnetic stimulation electroshock therapy? No, it's not. It works completely different. Transcranial magnetic stimulation does not induce a seizure in the brain. So with shock treatment, you have to undergo general anesthesia where you're knocked out and mm-hmm. they have to breathe for you. And then they induce a seizure in your brain. That seizure then can help with depression, particularly treatment-resistant depression, but it causes a lot of memory issues. It causes mm-hmm. memory issues, both short-term and long-term. It causes a lot of fuzziness. So people, their depression gets better, but they're just left kind of fuzzy, and they're maybe not quite as interested in things. So with TMS, it is a less non-invasive form, but we're still able to target brain networks and one part of the brain go into another part of the brain. There's no downtime. There's no shock therapy. There's no anesthesia. You come in, you get your treatment, you're back to work, and there's no fuzziness, anything like that. So there is a significant difference.
So how does Stone Ridge Center for Brains conduct advanced university protocols in a rural setting like this?
This is a great question. This is one of my favorite things. So the transcranial magnetic, first of all, I'm a neuropsychiatrist in addition to general psychiatrist and adult psychiatry, and I went back late in my career to study neuropsychiatry. And one of the things, part of studying neuropsychiatry, was the transcranial magnetic stimulation. And I realized that after getting to a couple conferences that there are certain people out there who are really gurus at this. And one of the great things about the TMS Society and the people who do TMS, that they're really willing to share information. So I was able to call the University of Toronto. There's a physician by the name of Dr. Jonathan Downer, who is the cutting edge TMS therapist in Canada and also a just wonderful treatment. I was able to call him and said, this is who I am, and can you do some mentoring? He was glad to. So he does mentoring on university protocols and helps us develop and do those protocols in the setting. Also, there is a psychiatrist in Southern California, Rustin Berlow, B-E-R-L-O-W, who is an expert at this field too and has been able to mentor me. And so we're able to do the standard treatment protocol for depression was on the left side of your brain, and that was the standard treatment protocol. That did not get everybody better. It only got about 50 to 60% better. By targeting the middle part of your brain, the front part of your brain, the sides, et cetera, through the treatment, university treatment protocols, we have a much better outcome and we can service other disorders. So I was very lucky. I got great mentoring. I still get it. You know, I call up Jonathan about every month and say, you know, I'm ready for my hour and let's discuss what you're doing right now. And then I'm able to take that information and bring it to our clinic.
So are there any side effects to this?
They're minimal. The seizure risk is extremely low. It's less than one in 10,000. So it's a very low risk. Occasionally there can be a little bit of headache, and that can happen. It's not very often. So not any significant side effects other than a mild headache. We just want to make sure everybody's hydrated. They've had a good night's sleep and things like that. So it's, you know, they come in, they get the treatment, they walk out and they either go back to our treatment program for therapy or they get in the car and they go back to work. Mm-hmm. And so there's no downtime and there's no significant side effects.
You mentioned headaches and you mentioned seizures. How does one know or what would be the symptoms if someone might be a candidate for a stroke or a brain tumor?
Well, we do a screening process. We do a screening process as far as if you had any seizure type symptoms, or do you pass out? Do you have any atypical neurologic symptoms? And if there's anything in that screening process that would point us to that direction, we'll make it recommend a neurologic workup. So the screening process, which is a good history. Mm-hmm. Also, if there's a family history, if somebody has a family history of seizure disorder, if somebody has a family history of an atypical neurologic disorder, if somebody has a family history, recurrent brain tumors or early onset dementia, things like that, we'll get neurologic help with that too. So it's taking a good history, going through the past medical history and going through the family history.
What about repeated head trauma, which we see in CTE with athletes?
It's really interesting. There's a lot of TMS work going on right now with traumatic brain injury. And what they found with the TBI, particularly with our veterans, and a lot of the VAs throughout the country have got machines to help with PTSD and with TBI. What they found is with the TMS, there's been no increase of seizures and there's been no increase of adverse events, even for people who have had penetrating head trauma and things like that. You have to rework the TMS protocol as far as if somebody's had a really bad head injury or somebody's had a bleed or something like that, you may have to rework the site, you may have to rework the intensity, but they've not found that there's been a significant adverse sequelae. And the results from the VA, I think, are really fun to see because they're getting PTSD better, they're getting TBI better, they're getting chronic pain better without excessive use of opiates, without excessive use of medications. And that's one of the other great things as far as not just depression and the other disorders that this treats, helps us minimize the psychotropics and all the side effects that come from psychotropics. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the fun things. You don't end up with a bunch of sexual dysfunction and things like that from this treatment.
So how are these services paid for?
Well, the depression services for standard depression, most insurance companies, including Medicare, will cover that. So standard depression, there is a treatment protocol, which is left side. You have to process for pre-authorization, but just about 90 to 95% of the insurance companies will pay for that. Off-label treatments for ADHD, autism, PTSD, anxiety, bipolar, dementia, things like that, those are cash pay.
Lately in the news, with all the shootings, things like this, there's been a renewed emphasis on or more light cast on mental health. As a dumb layman, I have to ask you, how do the people who need mental health treatment, how do you get them in for treatment?
It's one of the hardest things, and that's been the hardest thing throughout my career, mm-hmm. in that with mental health, that, you know, early in my career, we thought the denial, it was self-imposed, that, you know, I'm in denial about my mental health disorder just because I don't get it and I'm a bad person, et cetera, like that. What we've seen over the last 10 to 15 years, again, with this explosion of brain science, there are specific parts of the brain that are not functional in people who have schizophrenia and people who have severe depression. So it robs them of their insight. So there's a part of the brain. That's one of the things the TMS does. It highlights that part of your brain to get it working. But that's the hard, so it's not that they're just being a bad person. It's not that they're just being resistant. That there are parts of the brain that are not working that causes that denial. And that's the hardest darn thing. And it's particularly in our young people that, that, you know, there's no way I can have depression. There's no way I can have schizophrenia. There's no way I'm bipolar. You know, I'm 6 foot two, I'm 180, and I'm in great physical health, but, you know, my brain's not working. So that denial is hard to overcome. And, you know, when we've got family involved, and that's really our go-to, we've got to have family involvement. And it's the saddest thing that as the mental illness escalates and there's not been appropriate treatment and it has become exacerbated, the family becomes more and more alienated, the patient becomes more and more isolated, and it's harder to get treatment. So the family is just one of the major things.
I would imagine from your position, that's a conundrum, because the person who most needs the treatment, where they're operating from now, that's their baseline. That's their normal, correct?
Well, you can look at it, that's their normal, but I'm always looking at one of the fun things, again, about the explosion is that TMS and other strategies, we can improve their cognition. So it used to be, okay, I can treat your depression, I can treat your psychosis, but you're left with all these cognitive difficulties, cognitive slowing, and I'm kind of numb, and I'm just not feeling quite right, you know. And what we've done, what we've seen recently, and what we're focusing more on in psychiatry, sure, we can treat the core depression and psychosis, but that doesn't get them out of the house, that doesn't get them to work, that doesn't get them a relationship and on with their life. And that's really one of our focuses where we're at. And we're starting to see some initial improvements of that. We're just on the beginning of that cusp, though. And that's where psychiatry and mental health will go. We've got to get the fully functioning, not just take care of the core symptoms of the diagnosis, but the secondary symptoms. We have to get those better. And that's, there's been so much more focus on that as of late, which is fun.
Mm-hmm. One last question, Dr. Collins. How can people contact you at Pronghorn Psychiatry or Stone Ridge Center for Brain and Addiction Treatment?
Sure. The central number is 928-237-1215, and there is a there's a way to just listen to the voicemail there, and I'll get you where you need to go to.
What a fascinating discussion. Thanks for coming to see us today.
Thanks so much.
Dr. Mark Collins with the Stone Ridge Centers for Brain and Addiction Treatment and Pronghorn Psychiatry. I think I learned a lot today. I know our listeners did too. Thanks so much for joining us. Stay tuned. I got some final thoughts and Wednesdays, not tomorrow's, but Wednesday's Q&A guests coming away in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Jobs, 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 especially in the construction, manufacturing, healthcare, and law enforcement industries. NACOG is postured to do something to assist in attracting a skilled workforce to Yavapai County. NACOG will host a Cool Air Career Fair May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Northern Arizona University North Valley campus in Phoenix. Several Yavapai County businesses are traveling to the valley to attract workers to Yavapai County. Contact NACOG at 928-778-1422 for more information.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Dreaming of your very own hot tub but not sure how to find a spa that's a perfect fit for you and your family? Hi, this is Dan from Bullfrog Spas. This week we have a huge selection of customizable hot tubs on display at the Prescott Gateway Mall. Stop by and discover what makes Bullfrog Spas the most low-maintenance, energy-efficient hot tubs in the world. Not only will you be amazed by our revolutionary hot tub designs, you'll be thrilled to learn how affordable owning a Bullfrog Spa can be. Remaining 2017 models must go and are priced to move. You'll save thousands off of factory direct prices, and payments start at just $99 OAC. If listening to your favorite tunes while soaking in your spa sounds good to you, our 2018 models feature an all-new Bluetooth audio system, and during this sale, the $1,800 spa stereo is free. Your chance to save thousands on the hot tub of your dreams absolutely ends Sunday. So look for the big yellow Bullfrog Spas tents in the Prescott Gateway Mall parking lot. Bullfrog Spas, peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 3:55. You know, about 2 weeks ago, there was a terrible accident in Prescott Valley and involved a young 12-year-old boy named Nathan Rendell. He is the son of Fire Captain Bob Rendell. And Nathan was hit by a hit-and-run driver, a 16-year-old hit-and-run driver. Nathan is still in critical condition. Well, as you can imagine, this has been a tremendous burden for the family. So there's a fundraiser coming up on June the 3rd to help raise funds for the family. The contact person is Leanne Shearer. You can contact her at Anytime Fitness by calling 443-5701. That's 443-5701. Ask for Kara or Leanne at Anytime Fitness. And they also have a webpage. It's Pink for Nathan, P-I-N-K, Pink for F-O-R, Nathan at gmail.com. And we will have Leanne on the show a week from Thursday to talk more about this. But if you can help, it would be greatly appreciated. If you're going to be in town tomorrow night in the Prescott Valley area, the Tuesday night classic is Casablanca, which is also showing tonight, by the way, at 7:30 on Turner Classic Movies. Stay tuned now for Diamondbacks Baseball from Milwaukee. Then join me back here Wednesday, no, not tomorrow, with my guest, America's favorite Americana historian and storyteller, Jerry Stewart, to talk about his Memorial Day broadcast, A Tribute to Heroes. That's Q&A Wednesday at 3, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.